You see, virya is a spiritual zeal, ZEAL, or tenacity to go this way, the Dhamma way, to diligently cultivate. The word should be diligent. But virya is a spiritual zeal born of having faith in the Buddha and his teaching, where we see the importance of this teaching, because this teaching of the Buddha, the Dhamma, can actually liberate our mind and give rise to wisdom, the trigger of enlightenment in the here and the now. Then after that, we do not need to worry about life. But once you are enlightened or awakened, you will never have to go through suffering anymore. That's why the Buddha says suffering need not be. Suffering only arise when you are deluded and heedless. To the wise one, those who have the wisdom and the awakening, they will never have to suffer again. So this virya is an understanding behind. That's why we determine to go all out, to cultivate diligently with the spiritual zeal or tenacity, spiritual tenacity within. Why? Because we know the beauty of this teaching. How wonderful this teaching is. It can lead to great transformation, great understanding. You not only understand life, you know how to live life. And you don't have to suffer anymore. You become so beautiful, so virtuous, so wise. Then the other thing is, through knowing who the Buddha is, because that faith is very important. The faith in the Buddha comes from your understanding of who the Buddha is. That's why we chant the salutation to the Buddha. Iti peso bhagava arahang sama sambuddho and all those things. The Buddha has got 9 great virtues. And he is perfect in wisdom and virtue. He is not only enlightened, he is a fully enlightened, fully evolved being, perfect in all aspects of cultivation. You can say when he arises, he is the wisest and the most virtuous living being ever to be born. To have such a great being as your teacher, as your guide, your faith in him will be unshakable, and his teaching is so wonderful. That's why when I reflect on this faith in the Buddha and his teaching, I develop very strong virya, spiritual zeal. That's why in the early day, I went all out to cultivate. My mind never an instant doubt. It just go all out. Why? But this is what I'm looking for. When I was reintroduced the first time, I read about the Four Noble Truths, which is the essence of the Buddha's teaching. My nature straight away arose. Straight away I recognize what the thing is. I said, this is it. No need to search anymore. Whoever 2,000 years ago can summarize all his wisdom and understanding into just Four Noble Truths, that explain to me the whole of life, all of the mundane and super mundane aspect of life, he must be the real one. Yeah, for me, I tell myself, even if I'm enlightened, I cannot summarize all my understanding into just Four Noble Truths. And from there, the whole teaching spin off. Yeah. So ever since the day I had the condition to receive this Four Noble Truth, my nature arise again and straight away knew. That's it. No need to search. The sign I was so determined, I went all out to cultivate this Dhamma. That's why this Virya, you need to establish it, to drive you to have the understanding so that your cultivation become very, very genuine, very direct, straight to the point. Because to me, there is no other thing in life more important than awakening to this teaching, this Dhamma. And without this Dhamma, I knew living being will suffer. You might say, don't come. If you come to suffer and become afflicted and miserable, then why do you come? But human being got no choice. Because of the law of karma, you have to come. You cannot choose not to come or choose to come. So there is a big difference. That's why I straight away, my nature within knew this is the most important. So I was like 100% focused, and the virya inside move. That's why I cultivate nonstop. Then after that, in the year 1986, when the message came from Kuan Yin, 86 to 89, that 3 years, full time, all out. I was still a lay person that time. I was still working, a married man with a family. I have 2 children, and I still able to develop the cultivation full time. That one really, every moment, every instant, even when I take my rest or go to sleep, then the first thing when I wake up is awareness, pay respect, triple jam. Then I do my religious routine. That's how you really progress. Because you don't do that, the virya is not there. The virya really drives you. Then later on, the virya move on to the bodhisattva way. You won't go all out to do it. So all these are very beautiful.